the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
I'm okay, now I've just sneezed.
Sneezed on air. Yep. You've brought us some very nice looking records this morning from Southbound.
We've got some good stuff arrived in this week. We're going to start with this one here. Now, this is a new record label.
Ooh, new label.
Called Jazz Detective.
Just started.
Yeah, and they're out of London. And honestly, what they've done so far, they've had one release before this, but the look of this release, the care that has gone into this, I'm thinking, this is going to be one of those labels where I'm going to have to buy everything.
That's super cool.
Are they called Jazz Detective because they investigate jazz?
I don't know. I suppose they are.
That's a good one, wasn't it?
It was good.
They're in on the scene. They know what's going on.
Well, and it's what is going on and what used to be going on. Ooh. Now, this record here, as you can see, this beautiful heavyweight tip-on sleeve.
Ooh, this feels nice in your hand.
Now, back in the 1950s and 60s, there was a British jazz musician called Tubby Hayes. Now, Tubby was perhaps the only British jazz musician who went over to New York and was, like, accepted enough to play with people like Clark Terry or whatever.
Wow, okay.
As the 60s went on, Tubby got more progressive and not out there, but the dude was, like, a restless, great musician. He was a tenor sax player, but also played vibes and flute. Now, the flute is what we're going to talk about here because Tubby died when he was 38 in the early 70s.
Oh, really? That's so young.
Yeah, he had a heart condition which was exacerbated by bad living.
Jazz lifestyle.
Don't want to like put that on it, but yeah. Anyway, when he died, he left all of his possessions, his partner at the time, put in a giant trunk and left them there in this trunk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she died 40 years later, and since then, that trunk's been open, and there's been a lot of tapes that were found that have been released by, I think, did Gearbox do one? Yes, Gearbox put one out. Fontana put out a box set with, and there's the flute.
Very
and
good
that's what I'm just about to talk about. One of the things that was in there was Tubby's piccolo. Now, piccolo is like a half-size
flute. The actual
flute.
Instrument was in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
His piccolo was in there. Tendelonious, Ed Cawthorn, who we know from Ruby Rushton, Tendelonious, yep. It came into his possession. So he thought, why don't I do a great EP using Tubby's piccolo?
So this is played on Tubby's piccolo by Tendelonious,
yep,
and that's what we're listening to.
Tender plays Tubby.
Tender plays Tubby. And he's like playing Tubby Hayes compositions.
Awesome.
Now, what
that's
we hearing
such a
now,
great
isn't that cool?
Homage. Yeah.
So, and he's a... It's like four members of Ruby Rushton with them on this.
Cool.
But this tune here, Down in the Village, comes from... Tubby did a record in 1962, or 63, I think. 63. He'd just come back from New York, and he wrote a song called Down in the Village, which was about, not about some old village in Britain, but about the East Village, about the Village Vanguard, about New York.
Got ya.
And this is Tender's version of that.
There was one kid at my school who played the piccolo, and they had to have earplugs for when they had their lessons because the room was really small and it was so high-pitched and so loud that they would damage their hearing if they were playing their piccolo in this tiny music rehearsal room. So they had these special earplugs and everyone used to be like, can I see your cool earplugs? This was primary school as well, so things like that were exciting.
Were you jealous that you couldn't have them for your flute playing?
For my flute? I don't think I was committed enough to the cause. Ooh, what a fill. This is great.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, this is awesome.
So we've got Nick Walters is on trumpet, of course, from Ruby Rushton. Pete Martin's on drums. Who else we got? Oh, Aidan Shepherd is playing just accordion on this. And joining them is Hamish Balfour, who plays piano and Rhodes, and depending on the track, he's playing piano on this one.
So this photo on the front cover, is this Tubby's piccolo?
That's Tubby's piccolo. That's Ed's hands, though.
Cool.
But yeah, that's it.
He's got very neat nails. Very tidy fingernails.
I wonder if it's because he knew the photo session
gonna
coming out.
He's
going to
be a hand model. a cool thing to have in your collection as a jazz musician, the original piccolo of one of the greats.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
I just wonder what happened to Tubby's tenor sax.
It'll be in somebody's basement.
Hope they're playing it.
Yeah, I hope so. Beautiful. That is fantastic. Tendelonious. Playing Tubby.
Yep, the piccolo. This is it's a Jazz Detective are doing them as limited edition. So
cool.
There was one, they made 1,000 copies of this, and Jazz Detective have no more.
Ooh, so you better get Southbound ASAP then.
All right, now where should we go? San Francisco?
Let's do that.
Get it.
Taking us to church this morning.
Yeah.
I Found Jesus is the name of this track. Who are we listening to?
Now, this is a group called, well, I don't know if they're a group or just or a church. They're kind of both. They're the San Francisco Christian Center. Now, that was a church that started, I don't know, 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
But it attracted a lot of the young. Yeah, that's the Liberators singing. Yeah. I'm going to show you a picture of the Liberators. So this year is 1978, and they did a private press record, which, of course, cool. They sold out. There's the Liberators for
did
you.
Did they sell it out to the congregation?
I assume so,
very
yeah.
Cool. Oh, they look so much fun. There's a lot of fantastic robes going on. They've got their choir robes, beautiful afros as well, and they're all smiling. I like to see a photo where the choir is, like, looking like they're enjoying it, because they sound like they're enjoying it. And who's this vocalist at the centre here?
Not entirely sure. It's written in here. He's someone. None of these people became professionals. No, it's not Eric. Eric is playing bass on it.
Carl Fortier.
Oh, it's Carl. Okay, Eric was his brother. Yeah. So this was apparently at the time. It was considered a little bit too secular for gospel.
Oh, okay.
But also, at the same time, a lot of people went, oh, I can't listen to that. It's not Earth, Wind and Fire enough. It's too churchy.
Right, okay.
So, it fell between the cracks that way. But what
but
I like
so
about
good.
It, yeah, I, things like this I really like because you can hear the passion that
totally.
Goes into it.
I can see myself, like, driving through the fields on a sunny day.
The fields?
I don't know.
Just the fields?
What fields? The fields, you know?
The fields, I know the fields.
Yeah.
You know the
you
fields,
know what I mean.
Troy.
Oh, yeah, the fields.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice. So, judging by the names on the back of this record here, we've got a lot of 40ers. We've got Carl, we've got a Gwen.
Yep.
And we've got a...
Eric?
Yeah, Eric is playing the bass.
So how is one of them, two of them are brothers and is one of them a sister or
a
wife?
I think so, yeah.
Or a sister.
I think it's a sister. It's, you find a lot in gospel music, weirdly enough, you find a lot of family groups.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, this is obviously so much bigger because it's almost like
it's
the
whole
congregation.
Congregation, yeah.
Really cool. It's Uchenna has put it out on his Cultures of Soul label.
Cool.
And it's like carefully annotated, although not carefully enough to miss a mistake, saying, and here's the record 40 decades later. I just call that a typo.
This is quite a nice, they've got a message from the pastor of the San Francisco Christian Center on the back.
Yep.
And it says, it's founded in 1954, non-denominational, evangelical, spirit-filled church for people of all races.
There you go.
I see it's got a record store day sticker on the front.
Now, I'm glad you noticed that. Yeah. Look at the date on it.
Yeah, it says April. I didn't quite catch that.
April 18, 2020.
Okay, so obviously that
ago.
Didn't happen.
No. Yeah.
New.
But instead of waiting for one of the rescheduled record store days at the end of August, September and October, Cultures of Soul have decided just to put this out for people now.
Fair enough.
Cool.
It's a beautiful record.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's not as soul as the gospel soul that we've played on this before. Although it kind of is.
No, it kind
oh, yeah,
of is, yeah.
I like it's
but cool. I know what you mean. It's got a bit of a different edge to it. It's got a beautiful photo of the church on the front as well
doesn't
for people
it?
Who are wondering what it looks like.
And if you don't care about religion, doesn't matter. Listen to the transcendence
record.
And freedom in that expression.
Awesome.
Okay, brand new. Brand new now from, it's out tomorrow worldwide. Oh, the drummer sounds like Moses Boyd. Do you know why?
Because it is.
It's Moses Boyd. This is not a Moses Boyd record. This is the brand new album from the prolific and versatile Greg Foat.
Fantastic. Woo-hoo.
Now, is that the third or fourth Greg Foat record released this year?
I could not tell you. He's very prolific.
And like I said, versatile, and it's like you never know exactly what kind of music he's going to be playing.
Mm.
And this is his new album. It's called what? Symphony Pacific?
And you were saying there's something special about the cover of this, Troy, the image on the front.
Well, you can recognise what that might be paying homage to.
It's an art by an artist.
Henry.
It's Henri Valenti.
Henri Valenti.
Which you knew because you were...
Because I went to art school?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Henri Valenti. I'm a heathen.
All right, so
it's a beautiful cover, though. The colours are great. The shapes are lovely.
And listen to the shapes in this music.
Quite like this byline on the front here, joining the dots between the past and future of British jazz. Do you think that's a fair call about Greg Foat and friends?
In this case, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Although I think it leans more on the future.
Yeah.
This one, Greg, is on piano, but he does play synth and different keyboards on other tunes. This one is the title track, and it's a real scene setter, I think. It's a double album, and here is the scene that you're about to hear. What is that? It's wordless vocals. Haven't heard too much of those on a Greg Foat record.
No.
Before.
Really subtle as well, which is nice. Could be strings almost.
Could be.
So we have got Moses Boyd on here. Art Femin, Clark Tracy and Phil Achille.
Yes.
It's a good little gang.
Yep. And there's someone who's missing from the record that was supposed to be there.
Who's that?
Which was they've even put a song there for him, Lament for Lamont.
Ooh.
He was on the Mage record. Remember the Mage? They had that sort of goat thing on the cover.
I think we actually had a track from the Mage on playlist for a while.
Did.
Yeah.
Well, he was an old library musician, British library composer, and he played on that. And he was excited to play on this, but he passed away, so he didn't
very
make
sad,
it.
Yeah.
So they made a song for him on it.
So which track is that one? The
Lament for Lamont.
Oh, Lament for Lamont. That would make sense. The one we're listening to right now, though.
Title track.
It's the title track, Symphony Pacific. You wouldn't know I did 7 years of French. Sorry to all of my French teachers and anybody who's actually French out there. So the choir was recorded in Gothenburg.
Yep.
But everything else was more or less recorded in either London or Edinburgh by the looks of things.
That is correct.
I wonder why they went all the way to Gothenburg to get the choir.
I think that's where the choir was based.
Okay.
So he just decided they were the voices he wanted to use on it.
Fair play.
See, if you listen in the left channel, you'll hear a congolero.
Now, what is a congolero?
A person who plays the congas.
That's like one of those jobs that when you're a kid you might hear the word and be like, I'm going to be that just so I can tell people that cool word.
Pretty good. I used to want to be a bullfighter until I found out it involved fighting bulls.
Yeah.
The word is good.
I wanted to be an ornithologist.
Interestingly enough, you showed me a picture of a white fantail.
Yeah, I still like birds. I think birds are great. It's a more of a hobbyist now, though.
So, Greg Foat's new album, which we know he's been on Jazzman, Athens of the North have been putting stuff out.
Mm.
This one is on Strut. This is his first release on Strut. He hasn't left all those other guys because I think in a couple of weeks, Athens of the North have got a new Hampshire and Foat record.
Oh, okay.
Which is Greg.
Gosh,
with...
he can't stop, can he? Just
no.
Always making. That was beautiful.
Right, Symphony Pacific, new 2LP, which is out worldwide tomorrow. It'll be on the shelves then. Right before that, you heard the...
San Francisco Christian Centre.
The sound of the San Francisco Christian Centre. And we started off with a new label, Jazz Detective, and they've released the Piccolo Tender Plays Tubby. It's a new one from Tenderlonious, covering Tubby Hayes using Tubby Hayes Piccolo.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Troy. We will see you in the shop.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.